Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. A moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on Breathe Again, the radio show. It is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. We come to you each week with victorious testimonies of faith from individuals such as yourself that have gone through the fire, come out the fire, and they're here to share their story with you. We do what we do so that people don't feel like they're suffering in silence. So many people are walking around and they feel as though they're by themselves. They feel alone. They don't understand what they're going through, and they feel like it's the end of the world. But we come to tell you that this too shall pass, and God is no respecter of persons. If he did it for us, he will definitely do it for you. So if you're out there right now and you're having a rough time, I want you to hang on in there. My brother, my sister, trouble don't last always, and this too shall pass. Connect with us online. You can follow us on our social media networks, Breathe Again Magazine on Facebook, at Breathe Again on Twitter, at Breathe Again Global on Instagram. And you can also connect with me, your host, Nicole, on the social media networks as well, and it's at Nicole C. Online, at Nicole C. Online. And you know what? If you have a victorious testimony, if you know God did that thing for you, I'd love to interview you. Don't go through, come out, and just sit on your testimony. That's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to share it with other individuals. So go to breatheagainmagazine.org and click Share Your Story. Somebody will get in touch with you, get you scheduled for the show, and somebody's going to listen to your story and know that they too can make it. Don't you want to do that? That's breatheagainmagazine.org, breatheagainmagazine.org. Have a powerful story, have a powerful show for you today. Yet again, I say it every week. I'm excited about the show because I'm excited to do what I love and love what I do, and that's connect the dots. I say I'm the dot connector. I can connect you with people that have gone through that will help you. I want you to sit back, relax, share this show. If you are coming back on later in the week and you're listening to the on-demand program, thank you so much. Share it with somebody. Somebody needs to know that they, too, can overcome. My first guest is Thais Sherrell. Now, she's a vessel of God that's been set a time for such a time as this. She's the author of Between the Pages, and it's really talking about one woman's struggle with self-esteem, abuse, drugs, and so much more. But she found hope in the midst of her storm, and that was in God, and God only. I want you to stick around so you can listen to her story, because she is a message of hope. In our second segment, we have friend to the show, Psalmist Rain. She has a new project, and she's going to come on board and talk about that new project she has. And if you're a first-time listener, thank you so much. Thank you for joining us on today. If you're part of the family and you come back time and time again, thank you so much. Thank you. I could not do what I do by myself. We're all a village, and it takes a village to do so much in this world. And I look at it like I can do my part, my little part, but together we can definitely change this world. We can change the world together. We need to be together. Remember, we're many members, but we're one body. But you know how we do if you're part of the family. We're going to go into our prayer, then we'll come back and we'll jump right into our first segment with author Thais Sherrell. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Father, you hear our hearts this morning. We do not want to settle. We do not want to find our comfortable position. and put up our tent there and be happy with you blessing me and mine. Father, we understand today that forgiveness and reconciliation and blessing and favor is given for reason, Lord God. It is given for purpose, Father. And today, God, we say, forgive us, Father, when we have taken on this attitude, Lord God, of all you've done. Father, use us, God, use us, pick us, choose us, Father. We want to spend ourselves. Father, I want to get to heaven with a life poured out, not with a life that looks perfect, Father. I want it to not look good, I want it to be good, Father. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. Let our love be seen, Father God, on this earth. Let our love be carved out, Father God, on the pavements of our neighborhoods. Let our love be carved out for you, Father. Oh, Jesus, for the lonely. Lord, for the state that we were in. We were in that state, God. Yet someone bothered to take the time and present you to us. We'll never, ever take it for granted. And in turn, we live our lives as a thank you. As a thank you, Father. As a thank you.
Amen, amen. That is Darlene Sheck and Israel and New Breed. I play that each week because that's my prayer. I want my life not to just look good. I want it to be good. And every day I wake up, I want to live my life as a thank you. You know, many people laid down last night, but they did not rise this morning. But God saw fit for you to be here yet another day and myself to be here yet another day. So I just want to live my life as a thank you. I want to complete the assignment that he has given me. And I hope that's your prayer too. So let's jump right into our first segment. Now, my first guest is author Tai Sherrell. She's a vessel of God that has been set aside for such a time as this. Now, she's sharing the gospel with the marketplace by creative means, film, television, and literature. Her recent book, Between the Pages, is taking the marketplace by storm, accounting the storm of one woman's struggle through self-esteem, abuse, drugs, and much more before finding hope in the hands of God. This story displays the grace, forgiveness, and healing power of God despite our circumstances. Welcome to the show, Thais.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Nicole. Romans 8 and 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Truly, it is a blessing to be on your show this morning and just share the Marketplace Ministry. And I just got to say, before you even start, this is my thing. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he'll kindly, he'll help me. He ever loves and he cares for his own. Good morning, good morning.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, Thais, my first question was, how would you describe Thais to the listeners? But before I ask you that question, I really want to say that right there, those words, that message, what you just shared in song, that had to come from the heart. It had to come from the heart. And God had to do something for you to have that much love in you to say, despite what I'm going through or despite what I may be feeling right now, I'm going to give him the glory, even on a radio show. So I commend you. Thais, tell the listeners a little bit about Thais.
Sure, wonderful, Thais. First, I'll say that was truly a God-ordained name for my mom to give me. She didn't even know what she was doing, but God had already had a plan for my life. Thais is Greek. It means the bond, bringing people together and giving joy. And truly, that is the message and the gift that God has imparted into me to share with the world. I was born in the Bronx, New York. The baby, the eighth child, new beginning out of eight wonderful siblings to my mom. Mom, who's a missionary. It's a family full of bishops, pastors. I'm an ordained minister. And I started off going out and pursuing life in the entertainment industry. My first calling is a psalmist and a singer. And I went out and after I graduated college, went out into the world singing, modeling, and doing all of those things. And my mom said, Thais, that's not what God has called you to do. And she began to intercede, and God brought me around and changed my life. But through that life and pursuing things in my own way, I went through many hills and many valleys, understanding that the world has nothing. And when we go by the way of the world, trust me, there's darkness. And I can tell you, I've lived through many things, and people who know me, and when I go out to speak, there's many stories, and as God gives me to lead, I share those different stories. But let me tell you, I went through the dark, the clouds. There was days where I prayed. I wanted to be pushed inside train tracks because my way was not God's way, and truly it was hurting. But out of that was birthed a new ministry, a ministry to go out there and declare the grace, the forgiveness of God. And truly now I am in a place of triumph. I wake up with joy. Why? Because I'm serving God and He's guiding me.
Yes, yes, yes. Thais, talk to me a little bit about your story. You said you were in the entertainment business and you said you were out there chasing other things. What was the inspiration behind the book, Between the Pages?
Sure. One of the things is when I was in the entertainment industry, I worked with many different celebrities out there. I've seen a lot of things happening in the lives of women. Women were being proposed with different things, and some people that may not have had that foundation that I had growing up were offered so many things. I remember going into one place for this part, and it was paying big money. And what they wanted actually was me to read and do this scene that was a scene between two females in love, and it was a scene that was truly something that was crazy. And I said to them, I can't do this. And the other person said, there's so much money in this. And I said, I don't care. I walked away from it. Also, I auditioned before the Spice Girls. There was another group out. I auditioned, and I received lead vocals for that. And the contract and different things, I just couldn't see me. I know my mother was praying in the background, because no matter what was presented to me, I couldn't go against the foundations and the morals that I was built up with. And so I've seen a lot of girls going out there. I've seen them sexually abused. I've watched things happen in the industries, people taking off their clothes, doing all kinds of things. And it brought them a life of destruction later on, mentally as well as physically. Because what happened, I always tell females, when you go out there, be it of your own will or when you're intimate with people, you not only give up something, you take in all of those spirits that they have dealt with. So you come in, and so many women are bound because they have all these spirits that they have taken unto themselves. Well, in my path, after, you know, going through the industry, singing commercials, Broadway, and all of that, and a praying mom, I got married after I was doing hair on Broadway, and I had my first daughter. And at that time, I was so broken because of, you know, the things that I was experiencing. There was no hope out there in the world, and I saw that the world offered empty pleasures. And this is why many celebrities at the end of the day do drugs, and they're trying everything, sleeping with everybody, because they can't be fulfilled. And so there's an emptiness. And so at that point, I was introduced to Apostle Wanda Wilkerson, who has a strong prophetic and deliverance ministry. I went to a prayer meeting with my mom. And truly God spoke to my heart, and I began to go to her ministry. And at that time, God began to deliver me. And from a suicidal mindset, I began to just press my way every time the doors of the church was open, going to church, and began to get back into the word, into that foundation. And I found myself coming closer and closer to Christ, where I was able to get out of a relationship that I was in, a relationship that had me at a point, like I said, waking up every day in a dark a fog, praying that I would just get pushed in the train track because I did not want to give up on the relationship. But I thank God that he did not want to give up on me. And so as I was out there, I would find women who would spend thousands of dollars to get body parts, augmented breasts, this for their significant others, to only have them to go out and still cheat on them. And so they were lost. When they did everything that they thought that they could and still found no satisfaction, they were depressed. Well, God would allow me to come across them on the trains, and in my walking, I would stop and smile and share a little just, hi, good morning, and it would lead to conversations, and they would begin to cry as I would openly talk about whatever God led me to speak with them. They would cry and tell me their stories. So that's how the ministry began once I came back off the for the entertainment. And I said, God, I want to do something with entertainment that will draw people to you. You see, because Lucifer was the chief musician. I mean, he was the head of entertainment up in heaven. But see, then he began to seek his own ways and not God's ways, and then he was kicked out of heaven. And so, as we know, as believers, he is here on earth trying to use entertainment to draw people into the destiny that he has for himself. So my prayer was to use those very means to go back out and to speak into the hearts of people, not only through literature. I was writing and producing films. I have some short films online. You can reach through my website, titans411.com. I was producing stage performances, bringing on Melbourne Moore, Natina Reed, a whole bunch of people to minister to people. And then some woman said to me, wow, you're so inspirational. There's a woman that's in this magazine. She has that fire like you. And I said, really? I read it, and it was the story. It was the testimony of the woman, Joyce McDonald. I read that, and I said, this woman's life, the fact that she's able to disclose this intimate part of her life, I have got to meet her. So I emailed her, and I said, listen, do you have a website? She said, no. I said, I've got to build it for you. And God led me to build it because I do many things. I'm IT. I built her website, and the relationship began from there. And from there, God led me to put her life story, a life that talked about disobedience, running away from home, being physically abused and tortured by men, leading her into prostitution, and two, eventually, at a time when she was strung out on the streets, back into the loving arms of God. If she can tell that story, I'm telling you, anybody can tell their story. And when they read it, they will know, like I said in the beginnings, Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. If he did it for Joyce, if he did it for me, he can do it for you.
Amen. Amen. So, Thais, tell the listeners how they can purchase your book, Between the Pages, and what would you like to what would you like for them to walk away with after reading your book?
Hey, friends, you can go onto Amazon.com, and when you go onto Amazon.com, you want to type in Between the Pages, Where Trials Become Triumph. You can also add my name, Thais, T-H-A-I-S. It's just like when you go to a Thai restaurant, it's spelled the same way with the S at the end. And you will find this book, and it's only, it comes up with your shipping, about $15. Let me tell you, you go out, you buy Starbucks, you buy a donut, you want to get this book, because I'm telling you, the life of Joyce Ann McDonald, the testimony, because she went through so that you can come out. You're going to get this book, and it's going to be transformational. What I want you to know, that no matter what, and it's, even though it focuses on women, because women, they get in these situations, and they pine after the men in the world, and the doors begin to open. But even if you're a male on this line, whatever you've been through, You read this story between the pages and you're going to learn that there's no dark corner in your life that God cannot shed some light on and bring you out. And not only will he bring you out, he will bring you out shining bright as the sun. And you will shed some rays on people. And where they are in their dark places, I'm telling you, those seeds are going to grow and you're going to see lives transform. I mean, it's time out for be sitting there with our lips pressed tight and screaming and holding it within like I was back in those dark days, looking at pills, wanting to take them to end my life. But the call and the seeds and the prayers that was in my life kept me fighting so that I can stand here with Joyce, that I can stand here with Nicole and declare in the mighty name of Jesus, come out. Come out of darkness. Come out. Be set free.
Amen, amen. And Thais, how can the listeners contact you? You have a website. What is that?
Yes, you can reach me on, you can go to my website, Thais, Thais411.com. But I especially invite you to join me on Facebook. You can look me up on Facebook, Thais Sherel, Sherel. And you can connect with me. I have a page there dedicated to Between the Pages, so that way you can ask questions, what I would like to do. And definitely, Nicole, I ask you and I invite you to join me and to help me do a big national book reading where we can perhaps have times where we come back and talk about specific questions and give people some biblical as well as natural applications that they can use in their life to walk through. I'm also on Twitter, TSJ, those three letters are capital, and heart, H-E-A-R-T, which is lowercase. I'm telling you, you want to connect with me, I want to connect with you, because come on, we can transform this world.
Amen. That is my motto. Alone, I can do just a small part, but together we can change this world. Thais, thank you so much for joining us on today. God bless you and much success to you. And thank you for being transparent and glorifying God in what you do and in what you say.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to go into our second segment with Psalmist Rain. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Amen, amen. I know you were blessed by Thais Sherel. Go out there and support the work that she is doing. Her website is Thais411.com. That is Thais411.com. And you can look her up on Facebook and Twitter and connect with her. She's not doing what she's doing just to glorify herself. She's doing what she's doing to glorify God. So we're going to go right into our second segment. I'm going to see if Psalmist Rain is on the line. Psalmist Rain, are you there? Yes, is Psalmist Rain there?
They don't have the money today.
Amen, amen. Let's see. All right, is Psalmist Rain, are you there? Okay. Well, you know what? Psalmist Rain is a native of Chicago, Illinois, and she's been called to share God's message of hope, love, healing, and deliverance with the world through the vehicle of song. Her passion for God and her gifting of music collaboration is to create a dynamic and unforgettable worship experience. Psalmist Rain says it's important for believers to relax in God. She says sometimes we can distance ourselves from God because of holy fear, but the purpose of this project is to encourage people to love on God. Her desire is for God's people to run to him and embrace him, seeing him as a loving father. She says, when I'm on stage, my mindset is really on creating an atmosphere conducive God to inhabit. When God enters, she feels his presence, and the power arrests people. That's what she longs for, the presence of God, the presence of God. I'm going to see if she's on the line yet. Thomas, are you there?
Looking down on your ass, man.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? Go out there. I hope she's okay. Go out there and check Psalmist Rain out. Her website address is berefresh.com. That's berefresh.com. She's a friend of the show. I pray that all is well and everything is going okay for her. But go out there. She has a new project out, and it is fabulous. Berefresh.com. You know what? That's our show for today. God just works in miraculous ways, and he does things true, and his intent is his intent, and I just bless God for allowing us to do what we do each and every Saturday. We come together and we connect the dots. We connect the dots with individuals that are on fire for God and doing a work for God. So you know what? If you have a powerful testimony, again, I'm going to encourage you to go to breatheagainmagazine.org and fill out Share Your Story. That's breatheagainmagazine.org, and you can fill Share Your Story out. And to God be the glory for great things he's done, doing, and going to do. God bless you, and have a super fabulous Saturday.